Hello everyone and welcome back to Open Language. We have an intermediate lesson for you today. My name is Mike.
Hey Mike, and hello everyone. It's me, Spencer. Say Mike, what kind of fun are we getting into today?
Today we are getting into the kind of fun you can have at an amusement park.
Oh, okay. So we are going to an amusement park.
That's right.
Sweet. I haven't been in a long time. Super excited. So I think our friends Clyde and Sherry are going to the amusement park today. So let's see what kind of fun they get into.
Sherry, I'm so pumped we're here. I haven't been to an amusement park since I was a kid.
I haven't been here in ages either. So which ride do you want to go on first, Clyde?
I don't know. It's so hard to choose. The line for the drop tower isn't awfully long.
No way. I'm afraid of heights. I could do the Ferris wheel or the pirate ship, though. Or how about we go for a spin in some bumper cars?
I don't find them exhilarating enough. What about the log ride?
But my shoes will get wet. Let's go for a ride in the teacups.
You'll probably think I'm a wimp, but just the thought of all that spinning makes me nauseous. What about the roller coaster?
I don't know. By the looks of that line, we won't get on by sundown, and the park closes at dusk.
Oh, I know. Let's go through the Tunnel of Love.
So Clyde seems pretty excited, right?
Yeah, he is pumped to be there.
Okay, he says, Sherry, I'm so pumped we're here. Right, and pumped, it's just, basically just means excited.
Yeah, very excited.
Yeah, pumped also has other meanings, but here it just means super excited,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, and why is that?
Because he hasn't been to an amusement park since he was a kid.
Okay, so he hasn't been in a long time, right? So they're at the amusement park, right? Okay, so an amusement park is a fun place with tons of games and all kinds of other things you can do.
That's right.
Now, amusement, though, actually is one of our expansion words today, right? So amusement means
Fun or funny, something like that.
It's kind of like entertainment. Yeah, so something that is, you know, a type of amusement. It might amuse you.
Yeah.
You might think it's fun, right? So what are some things that you might find amusing?
Amusing. Jokes.
Okay.
Jokes are amusing.
Yeah, I do like a good joke. What are some other things? So aside from jokes, what else might you find amusing?
Some people find wearing costumes amusing.
So wearing costumes. So like maybe, for example, when I was a kid, I really liked Halloween. I still like Halloween. But, you know, one thing I found really amusing was wearing some kind of crazy costume.
Right. Okay.
Right. Another thing I found amusing when I was a kid, and I think we both did, pro wrestling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling. That fake fighting.
Yeah, the fake fighting. Big men doing fake fighting and hitting each other with chairs and really stupid stories.
Yeah, the stories were what was amusing about the pro wrestling.
Yeah, so guys, basically amusing. So the word amusement, it means things that are amusing, and amusing is basically things that are fun, entertaining, you know, all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
Right, okay, so Sherry hasn't been to an amusement park in a long time either, right?
Yeah, she hasn't been here in ages.
Okay, in ages. So this just means a long time.
That's right. We can say things like, oh, an age. An age means a very long time.
Right.
So in ages is a really, really long time.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of exaggerating.
Yeah, very
you know,
much so,
it's not that she hasn't really been there in like 300 years.
No.
But maybe she hasn't been in a few years.
Yeah.
And so she says, oh, it, you know, it feels like ages, right? Yeah. It's been a long time. So which ride, she asks, does Clyde want to go on first?
Okay, the ride. So ride, we all know, is a verb.
Yeah.
Like ride a bike, ride a bus. But here it's actually a noun.
Right. Okay, yeah. So ride just describes all these kinds of usually big things at amusement parks that you can go on, and you ride them. So, for example, the drop tower.
Yeah.
Right.
The drop tower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Clyde suggests the drop tower, mm-hmm. saying the line isn't very long, right? So what is a drop tower?
The drop tower is, so you get on it, it lifts you up really high.
Yeah, it goes straight up, right?
Straight up, yeah. And then it just drops you really yeah. fast so back to the ground.
So up, 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 yeah. up, 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 up.
Ah!
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so, yeah, it goes, so it's pretty simple. It's a tower that drops.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, they named it perfectly.
Yeah, the drop tower. Mm. So he suggests going on there, right, because the line isn't awfully long.
The line isn't awfully long. So here, awfully, it doesn't mean something is bad.
No.
It just means very or yeah. really.
Right, yeah. So this is another expansion word today, guys. So, like you said, this means really. So what are some other things that we can use awfully to kind of describe?
I mean, you can use it for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I know...
you can use it for an awful lot of
you
things.
You can use it for... Yes, you can. So, for example, in England, not so much in America, mm-hmm. I think, but in England, we can use it for good or bad things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, oh, this food tastes awfully good.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say this food tastes awfully bad.
Yeah.
Both of those are okay.
Could you say it tastes awfully awful?
That would be strange. Grammatically, it's probably fine, but to my ear, it sounds awful.
Yeah,
it does sound awful.
Oh, so you could say, oh, you know, she's awfully beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice accent. That your accent is awfully
bad. Yes, my accent is awfully bad. Yeah, well, I'm not being too serious
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so awfully, it just means very or, you know, a lot, you know, too, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here it basically means the line isn't too long.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. But she doesn't want to go on the drop tower, right? She says no way.
No, she's afraid of heights.
Okay, so afraid, everyone knows, it's just mm-hmm. she's scared. And heights, you know, basically high up things.
Yeah. Yeah, a high place, mm-hmm. such as, well, the drop tower,
mm-hmm.
or perhaps like a balcony.
Yeah.
Like outside, if you're on a high floor, a 30th floor,
yeah.
your balcony be very high.
Yeah. Maybe she's afraid to go, you know, up tall, you know, to the top of a tall building.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? She might be afraid of going in an airplane.
Yeah, perhaps,
yeah.
perhaps.
Yeah, so afraid of heights.
Mm-hmm.
But even though she's afraid of heights, she could do the Ferris wheel.
Yep,
yeah.
the Ferris wheel.
So
it's just the big...
Wheel.
Yeah.
The big slow wheel.
Yeah. Just goes round and you get to the top and you have a really nice view
yeah.
of everything.
So it's named the Ferris wheel because the man who invented it, his name was George Ferris,
yeah.
right?
George Washington Gale Ferris Jr.
Wow, no wonder they call it the Ferris
yeah,
wheel.
Ferris is easy.
That name is too long.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, for example, in London, you have the London Eye.
Yeah.
That's like yeah. a big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, it's like a big modern Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right. Okay, so she's cool with going on the Ferris wheel or the pirate ship.
Mm. The pirate ship.
Yar, shiver me timbers.
That's a better accent. That was awfully good. So yeah, the pirate ship is just a big boat.
Uh-huh.
I think most amusement parks have one of these.
Yeah.
And it just goes, swings this way,
yeah.
swings that way,
yeah.
gets higher
yeah.
and higher and yeah. faster.
Yeah. And it doesn't go totally whoop, upside down.
No.
But it will go really high on the right
mm-hmm.
and really high on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in addition to the Ferris wheel or the pirate ship, she could also take a spin in some bumper cars, right?
That's right, yeah.
So going for a spin, right? This just means like to take a drive.
Yeah, go for a drive,
mm-hmm.
drive somewhere. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
let's go for a spin.
Yeah, so guys, if you're, you know, if you have a car, or you can even say it if you want to go for a bike ride, if you really wanted to.
Yeah, I think you could say that.
You could say, oh, let's go for a spin on the bike,
yeah.
or let's go for a spin on, you know, the motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
or let's go for a spin in my car,
mm-hmm.
right? But here she's talking about these bumper cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we call them bumper cars because they... bump into
they
each other.
Bump into each other. Yeah,
yeah,
that's the point. In England, we actually call them dodgems.
Dodgems,
as in you're not supposed to bump each other.
You guys just to
yeah.
try to avoid. That's
yeah.
no fun.
Yeah.
I try to bump as many people as I can.
No, I mean everyone does. that's how we do it too. But
yeah,
yeah different name.
Yeah. All right. Mm. So bump them or dodge them.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick.
Yeah.
Okay. But he doesn't find them exhilarating enough, right?
No, they're not exciting enough.
Right. So exhilarating is really It pretty much just means something that's super exciting.
Yeah, very, very exciting. Kind of like one of the most exciting things you can do.
Right. So this is another expansion word today, guys. So, for example, skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
Very exhilarating.
Very exhilarating, yes.
Yeah, I went skydiving a long time ago. Had never been on a plane before. And then the first time I got on the plane, I jumped off. And it's super exhilarating.
Yeah. So at the end, you're super happy, but you're shaking.
Oh,
and
man.
Like, you're breathing like, ooh. Like,
yeah,
it was
the craziest thing I've ever done, actually. What else could be exhilarating?
People find mountain climbing, that kind of thing, getting to the top is exhilarating.
Yeah.
It takes a long time, but when you get to the top of the mountain, that feeling.
Yeah, we say a lot of like extreme sports is exhilarating.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is true. Either way, go ahead and check out the expansion section, guys, for more examples. But what about the log ride? I think he finds that exhilarating.
The log ride is exhilarating.
Yeah, I do like the log ride. So a log is like a big tree, right?
Yeah.
It's been cut down.
And you sit in the tree.
Yeah.
So they cut a hole in it, and you sit in it, and then off you go. It's like water.
Yeah.
And it just takes you along, and then lifts you really high in the air, and then drops you really fast.
Yeah, it's really... Well, not in the air. It doesn't go in the air.
Oh, no. I mean...
The water, it kind of like goes up like a...
Up a hill.
Yeah, it goes like up a hill or like this type of chute.
Yeah.
And then you ride the log down the water. And super fun, especially on a hot day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But Sherry doesn't want to get her shoes wet.
No, she doesn't. I mean, that's true. Everything gets wet on the log ride.
This is true. So... You should know that. Yeah. Don't go to the amusement park and not expect to get wet.
True.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, she makes a suggestion, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's go for a ride in the teacups.
So really, these are just big teacups.
Yeah, they are big teacups, and they go round and round and round.
There is no tea in them, though.
No.
People, not. No, you, just so people. She doesn't have to worry about getting her shoes wet in the teacups.
No.
Because there's no tea.
Yeah, it's not a very exciting ride.
You don't find it exciting. So these are big cups that just kind of turn. They spin.
Yeah.
We said spin earlier to go for a spin, but to spin also means to like turn around.
Yeah.
Right? So the teacups, they spin. Actually, the teacups, if you want to make it spin more, you can make it spin more. There's usually a thing in the cup that you can turn that'll make the cup spin more.
Right.
Which is why, well, either way, Clyde is wimping out, right? He's a bit of a wimp.
He's a wimp. He's a coward.
Yeah, he's scared.
Yeah, he is not brave.
It's crazy. Clyde can go on the drop tower or, you know, he doesn't think the pirate ship is exhilarating enough, but he will not get close to those teacups, right?
I mean, the teacups is almost like a kid's ride.
Yeah, but the thought of all that spinning makes him nauseous.
Oh, dear.
Right. Okay, so the thought of, so this is our grammar point of the day. It's a very useful pattern here, right?
Yeah.
So basically this means just thinking of something causes something.
Yeah. So here the thought of that spinning makes him nauseous.
Yeah.
Makes him want to vomit.
Yeah, it makes him feel sick in his stomach. He wants to he wants to throw up.
Nice sound effects.
Okay, what are some other examples the thought of? This could be used for so many things.
Yeah, I mean in a sad context, you could be like, the thought of those two together breaks my heart.
Oh.
You know, like...
Poor Mike.
Yeah. I loved her, and now she's with him.
And now she's with Tiny Tim. How could she? Okay, yeah, so go ahead and check out the grammar section, guys. So, the thought of this very useful phrase, very useful pattern, usually too, though, actually, before we move along, a lot of the time, the thought of is then followed by makes.
Yeah, like makes me, and then a feeling
right
after that, or an adjective. Yeah.
So, the thought of something makes something, something, something.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
But not always, though. You could say, like, You know, like you said, the thought mm-hmm. of them together breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be makes, but a lot of the time the phrase will have makes afterward, right?
Yeah, like here, makes me nauseous or makes me sick or makes me angry.
Yeah, yeah. The thought of going skiing makes me cold.
Yeah.
Makes me feel cold. Right. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, okay, but he then suggests, what about the roller coaster?
The roller coaster.
Yeah.
This is probably the most famous mm-hmm. of all the rides.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has seen a roller coaster.
Yeah, so usually there's a bunch of different cars. Mm-hmm. They're attached kind of like a train.
Yep.
And they're on tracks like a train. And they go up and down and around and upside down mm-hmm. and all this. Yeah, roller coaster.
I think every amusement park has at least one roller coaster.
Any good amusement park should have a roller coaster. But Sherry isn't really up for that idea, right?
No. By the looks of the line, mm-hmm. we won't get on by sundown, and the park closes at dusk.
Oh, okay. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay, so sundown. We also say sunset. Mm-hmm. It means the sun goes down.
Yep.
Starting to get dark.
That's right.
And the sun goes down usually, at dusk, right?
That's right. Yeah, dusk is, it's not quite nighttime.
No.
It's not totally dark yet, mm-hmm. but it's not totally light.
Yeah.
It's sort of that in-between part just before it gets dark.
Yeah, so, and that's also kind of romantic, which is maybe why Clyde suggests going through the tunnel of love.
Ooh. Lucky lady.
Lucky lady. Mm. Wow, Clyde, what a gentleman.
Well, yes.
Okay, so the tunnel of love, which, by the way, you go through tunnels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go into a tunnel, but you usually come out. So you just say, go through the tunnel.
You go in but don't come out, then, something terrible has happened.
You drowned in the tunnel of love.
Oh, my God.
Okay. No, hopefully not. Yeah, but tunnel of love. So usually people ride in, like, a big swan.
Yeah, it's like a boat, but it's shaped like a swan.
Yeah, swan is like the big, white, beautiful bird.
Yeah.
It's like the more beautiful version of a duck.
Yeah.
Whack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ugly duckling grew into a swan.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And then became part of our amusement in the tunnel of love.
Yeah, so it is a ride, but it's mm-hmm. just very slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go into a tunnel, it's kind of dark, they might play music,
mm-hmm.
you're there with your girl or your boyfriend, you know.
And there's probably like some hearts and like, I don't know, just kind of different romantic stuff to look at while you're in the tunnel of love.
Yeah. It's, if you need a bit of privacy.
Alone time.
Mm-hmm. It's a good place to go.
Yeah, it's a good place to go. Mm. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time.
Sherry, I'm so pumped we're here. I haven't been to an amusement park since I was a kid.
I haven't been here in ages either. So which ride do you want to go on first, Clyde?
I don't know. It's so hard to choose. The line for the drop tower isn't awfully long.
No way. I'm afraid of heights. I could do the Ferris wheel or the pirate ship, though. Or how about we go for a spin in some bumper cars?
I don't find them exhilarating enough. What about the log ride?
But my shoes will get wet. Let's go for a ride in the teacups.
You'll probably think I'm a wimp, but just the thought of all that spinning makes me nauseous. What about the roller coaster?
I don't know. By the looks of that line, we won't get on by sundown, and the park closes at dusk.
Oh, I know. Let's go through the tunnel of love.
Okay, so I don't believe I've been to an amusement park. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Has it been ages?
It has been ages. I can't really remember the last time I was on like a roller coaster or anything like that. It's been a long, long time.
Right.
But let's talk about some favorite rides.
Yeah.
Shall we? Because in addition, there's way more rides than what we just mentioned today, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're always coming out with new ideas and new rides. Yeah.
Yeah. New crazy ways to make you nauseous.
Yeah. Yeah.
there is a ride, and I think they still have it a lot. It's called the Gravitron.
Yeah.
It's like a UFO.
That's right, yeah.
And then you go inside, and then it just starts spinning and spinning, and then you get stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I
always thought that was really
cool. Yeah, I like those rides.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like roller coasters
mm-hmm.
in general, but recently, I say recently, maybe 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I went on a... It was a 4D
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man ride. This was in Japan. I went to...
So more D than real life?
More, yeah. So real life is 3D, and this was 4D.
Wow.
I don't know what the fourth D was, but it was...
The mystery D.
Yeah, but it was a really good ride.
Yeah.
Like, it felt like, oh my God, I'm actually there.
Wow,
like,
that's...
It was really cool.
So that's crazy. Were you, like, swinging along with Spider-Man?
Yeah, so you're in a car, and then the bad guys come. You're on a train, I think, and the bad guys come, and then you're being thrown around the city.
Oh, wow.
And Spider-Man keeps saving you just in time, like...
Shooting
his web and catching you, and then... It was all in Japanese, though, so I didn't understand what he was saying. He was, like, talking to us, but I was like, I don't know what you're saying, Spider-Man.
Hi.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was like that. But that was probably, in my mind, that really sticks out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sticks out. Spider webs.
Hey. Yeah, sticky.
Yeah, there webs. We go. Okay, cool. Well, I had fun today. I found this lesson very amusing.
Mm.
What about you, Mike?
Yes, I found it awfully amusing.
Awfully amusing. Very good, very good. Okay, cool. Well, we hope all of you guys found today's lesson also very amusing and packed full of knowledge. So if you have any questions or comments, please leave them for us in the comment section. And have you guys been to any amusement parks lately? Please let us know. We would love to hear about your experience and what your favorite rides are. So we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.